With me on the phone is Dwayne Hasted from Heather Floral and Nursery. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing super. The sun's shining.
It's nice out today. A little windy, but it's not 100 and some degrees like it's going to be.
Yeah, that's what I hear. We're going to have some hot weather coming up here. So.
Yep, and I think we have a couple questions related to that, so we'll get to that issue.
Yep.
But been busy. We've been spraying evergreen trees for, you know, we've talked a couple weeks in a row about fungus diseases on evergreens and ash trees and that type of stuff. So sprayed a lot of trees in the last couple weeks. So my son Jason Hasted has been out doing that. So if you have needled evergreens, I would definitely give them a spray to prevent that disease from spreading to them.
Okay, good. Well, as always, we're going to open up our phone lines for any lawn or garden questions for Dwayne. Give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. Or you can email us at klqpfm@farmerstel.net. And Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
I posted a number of pictures of different types of peonies. And they're what they call queen of the garden. They're kind of the head boss of the garden and one of the very prettiest of the flowers. Unfortunately, they don't last too long, but we have peonies. They're in their bloom right now, so enjoy them. Too bad it's so windy and hot because then they don't last as long. If it was cooler and wet and the flower's color would be better and last longer, but unfortunately, we don't have that right now.
Right. I know my sister-in-law, we live next to my sister-in-law and brother-in-law. Their peonies just bloomed this week, and they're beautiful, bright yellow and bright red. And how long do they last, Dwayne?
The plant itself will last hundreds of years, okay? They are very resistant, and they'll last hundreds of years. You might have to divide them a little bit. Unfortunately, those flowers last from a week to 2 weeks at the most. Again, if it's cooler weather, the flowers would last longer. But a lot of peonies are very fragrant. Go over there and give them a smell.
I will do that when I go home for lunch.
There's a...
They just bloom once a year?
Once a year. You know, some of us only have our glory or our beauty for just a little bit, you know, Paul.
Okay.
A pastor or... Father Jack Nordic, do you remember him?
Yep, I do.
He has a peony farm, Yellow Bank Peony Farm, and he even has some world-renowned peonies that he has crossbred and has his name on them. And he also has a peony called Hillary, and Hillary peony is kind of a, believe it or not, a yellow-brown peony flower. It's really pretty, but the flower really stinks.
Oh, the smell of it.
That's why they called it Hillary.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're a beautiful flower.
Very beautiful flower.
So what makes them bloom? I mean, what's the cause of a certain time? Or?
Well, the blooming, they bloom in the spring, and it usually, you know, mid-June. The day length, they like the long day length, and... They like it hot. It's hot out there. And they bloom because, you know, that's the seeds of the... That's where the flower is. That's where the seeds are. And so they can propagate. Well, they're producing seeds for more peonies.
Okay.
That's the way the world works.
All right. Yeah, so the plant of the week is the peony.
Yeah.
All right, what's our horticultural concern of the week, Dwayne?
Well, I put on there, when... and how do I water? And a lot of people have asked me, you know, with this hot weather and the hot weather coming up, and especially these winds too with that, things dry out really fast. And what I would suggest is if you can water, water in the morning. If you can't water, you water whenever you can. But the reason you water in the morning is that the plant will have the moisture during the heat of the day. And so it'd be great if you can give that plant a drink in the morning. The second thing is I always double water. I water my plants twice. I go and give them a good soaking, then water whatever, and then I come back around and give them another drink. That way I think they take that moisture up that second time a lot better, and you kind of moisten the soil the first time.
Mm,
so,
okay. Yeah,
your plant is dead, doesn't matter how much water you put on it after it's dead, because once it's dead, it's dead. So when it's going to be 100, 106 degrees the next few days, I don't think you're going to overwater it all. So don't forget about your plants, especially plants in containers, because only moisture they get, usually unless it's raining, is what you give them. So give them a drink.
All right. And as
don't be stingy either.
What's that?
Don't be stingy either.
Okay. As I speak, looking out the picture window here, the dentist office, the crew's outside watering their plants. So
there we go.
They got the garden hose out, and they're hitting it hard and heavy there.
Yep, a good hose, because then you'll get a lot of water instead of just a 5-gallon pail. Get the hose out and water your plant.
Okay. All right, let's get to some questions, Dwayne. This person just called in. I have yellow leaves on a rose bush, new last year. Don't see any branches dying. Help.
I'd say it's watering. Hot weather, windy weather, drying things out. Give it a drink of water, and if you usually you want your plants to dry out, especially on rose bushes, because they get fungus type problems. So if you water in the morning, the plant will dry out before the evening. You know, in the evening, cooler temperatures, that's when the fungus problems occur. So water so your leaves dry off before evening, and I think more water, and don't forget to fertilize, because especially during, you know, hot weather like this, the plant, the healthier it is, the more it's going to be able to withstand these conditions. So fertilizer and water, and don't be afraid to water the leaves on your plant, because the leaves are wet, the plant doesn't transpire, which means suck the moisture out of the leaves. So don't be afraid to water the leaves on your plant, especially newly planted trees and shrubs.
Okay.
Flowers.
They said the plant is new last year, and they don't see any branches dying. However, the leaves are yellow, so need to water it more, you said?
I would think with this warm conditions that we have, even if you do water and you've missed a time or two and it dries out, you'll get some yellow leaves, because it's trying to survive, so it sloughs off some of its leaves. It'll grow new leaves. That most plants have secondary buds, so if it loses a leaf, it'll shoot another leaf.
Okay.
So,
all right,
healthy plants.
What's that?
Get healthy plants. Don't forget fertilizer.
Okay. Here's a question, and this is a good question here, Dwayne. I know we've talked about evergreens the last few weeks because of the storms and stuff, but I never thought this before. This person said, I had evergreen trees that blew over in the recent storms. Can I replant new evergreen trees in the exact same spot?
If the roots are all out of there, you know, a lot of these trees, you know, pulled the roots right out of there too. So if you can dig a hole right in that same spot and there isn't a trunk of the tree or anything there, yeah, you surely can plant in the same spot. And also it's probably good for the evergreen, because if the evergreen was big and grew over, that soil is probably acidic, and evergreen trees like that. So, yeah, no problem.
Oh, the evergreen tree roots, they're not very deep, are they?
No, usually not very deep and shallow. So if that tree blew over and pulled out most of the roots, or try to get rid of the roots in that hole, you can plant in there.
Okay. Yeah, that was a good question. Next question, with the close to 100 degrees forecasted, should I mow my lawn this weekend, or should I just let it grow and keep it long during the hot weather?
Keep your lawn long during the hot weather. I saw people out there with almost 100 degrees the other day, and they're mowing their lawn and cutting it short. No. Leave it long, because that provides some shade for, you know, the crown of the plant. You don't want the crown of the plant drying out. There's still plenty of moisture down there, but when it's going to be 100 plus degrees, don't mow your lawn. Let it grow long.
Okay. Yeah, that was a good question.
And if you do have irrigated lawn, okay, That doesn't mean you need to water your lawn all the time, but during hot spells, you need to get some moisture out there. And again, watering early in the morning will solve a lot of your fungus type problems. So I'd say your sprinkler for 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, so the grass has the moisture going through the heat of the day.
Okay. All right. Another question from one of our listeners that called in. When is the best time of the day to water your garden, especially tomatoes? What's the best time of the day?
I guess that's why we had our horticulture concern was about watering. Definitely the best time to water, again, is in the morning, okay? Because especially on tomato plant and roses like that, they are susceptible to fungus-type problems. They're a little fussier than other plants. And so watering in the morning or even mulching your tomato plants with, like, my mom always put a tire around her plant and then put straw underneath there and something to keep the tomato plant from laying on the ground. So mulch your tomatoes with straw. That'll help hold the moisture in and help prevent the fungus type problems.
Mm.
Water in the morning.
Why do tomato plants seem to need more water than other plants, Duane? Or do they?
Why do you have to tell some Norwegians more than one? It's a creature. It's the nature of the beast. Okay, the leaves on the plant are hairy, and so they trap more things. And I suppose they're trapping the fungus type things. There are definitely tomatoes that are more disease resistant than other ones. Probably the more hybrid ones. The newer varieties probably more resistant some of the old varieties. So it does make a difference what tomato variety you pick when you're buying it from Heather Nursery and Floral.
Okay. Well, that's all our questions for today. I appreciate everyone calling in or emailing their questions for Duane. And Duane, how's your garden growing?
You know what? Not very good. Because I haven't had time to get out there and do it yet. And you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a raised bed garden in the greenhouse this year. I'm going to do my vegetables on the bench because, you know, with my leg problems, it's really hard for me to get down. So I'm going to have raised beds this year. I think that's a good reason to have a raised bed. My garden outside, I got it tilled early, didn't get it in, except a lot of it reseeded itself. I have melons all over my garden coming up and tomatoes. And so I think somebody's helping me plant my garden this year, but now I need to get it weeded.
No, there you go. Yeah.
Well, we still at Heather Greenhouses, we still have a great selection of vegetables if you're still looking to plant in your garden. A lot of tomatoes, and some of the tomatoes even have come pre-fruited. They have tomatoes on it already, so
okay. You
can get ahead of the gang there. I had a great selection of flowers, so maybe a little after this heat spell, you can see what's left and replant a little bit.
Okay. And plant a tree, right?
Well, you know what? It's Father's Day coming up. So plant a tree for Dad. And plant a tree because all the trees that went down in the wind. And we do have a great selection of trees, all kinds of deciduous trees. Got a lot of evergreen trees, different sizes and different prices. So if you want to talk trees, I'd love to do that with you.
All right, three locations.
Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo. We're all open, all busy, and landscaping crews out there. We got some fantastic gentlemen that graduated from high school this year on our crew, and we're catching up. We got behind the last few years, didn't have very good, didn't have a lot of people that wanted to work, but we got a good crew, and we're planting away.
All right, real good, Duane. Thanks for another garden show.
Yep, happy Father's Day to everybody out there.
You bet.
All the dads.
You too. All right, that's Duane.
You bet.
All right, that's Duane Hasted with Heather Floral and Nursery, and that's another garden show for this week.